Now, let's study a little bit about this. The brain certainly isn't colored this. It has a grayish, pinkish color. The reptilian being a little bit different character than the frontal lobe or the upper cerebellum. The brain is constituted with so much water, it is nearly an etherical organism. It doesn't have a backbone, it has no bones except in some places, particular around that which is termed the pituitary. So the skull is responsible for holding it all together. It has thick, dense, rubbery areas, but the most etheric parts are very watery. And here is something for you to remember, without just breaking this down chemically. The tissue of the brain, because it is so watery and filmy, that the reason is that water is a conduit. Liquid is a conduit for electrical energy. And if we make some of that water into viable chemicals, then they learn to disperse electricity in a multiplicity of ways. So the brain, it makes sense, would be a watery agent, because that watery agent then can not only pick up information feeding back from infrared, but all the way up through gamma, X-ray, all the way to infinite unknown. So it has the capacity to pick up all sorts of information. So the brain, if we opened the skull and allowed it to pour out, it would spill out over a large area. It's quite a helpless organism. But without it, the body, the bone, all parts of your body could not become a living organism, an operative. So we cherish this organ.